Podcast. Podcast coming straight from my working closet. Today, we have a straggler on the show. We have some drunk chick that just kind of showed up.
Drunk white girl.
Really?
Drunk white girl just kind of showed up.
Really?
It's my wife's good friend. She's here. Her name's Brittany.
Best friend.
So she stumbled in. We're in the middle of recording a show, and we just decided, you know what? We're going to take advantage of having somebody drunk and somebody in here, and let's just ask her some questions.
So are you saying we're taking advantage of drunk
girls? Yeah, you're taking advantage of a drunk girl
right
now.
That's pretty much what I've done my entire life, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it on air now. So we're just going to talk about taking advantage of drunk people.
Keep it real.
Keeping it real. So, what did you do tonight, Brittany? How much did you have to drink?
I had one tall beer, four Captain Cokes, and I think I had two shots. So.
And she's like 5 foot tall.
Yep.
That's a decent beer.
So, you know, I got a good buzz going right now. I'm not going to lie about it.
And it's on a Thursday, so it's Thirsty Thursday. So, we have a, whenever we have somebody on the show, the very first time, we have like a tradition.
Shit. So shot of Hen.
The tradition is that you have to take one shot of alcohol.
Ah, shit. Are I don't know about that.
So you can just take a swig out of it. You don't have to take
a big
one. I don't
have anything to chase
one.
It with. I need something to swallow.
You really don't need that. So
I
you
do.
Just take a sip of your.
I'm a girl.
And we have a beer right here.
Okay.
So you can sip
I'll
with that.
I'll swallow that with that.
And so she can do that and that. She's going to swallow that down.
Okay. Where's Jordan? Where'd Jordan go anyways?
So Jordan had to go back home to his
shit,
wife.
Shit, his little bitch ass wife. Little bitch ass. It's not even his wife yet.
Bitch ass wife.
Bitch ass woman.
So they have the picture there. If she takes that, we're going to put that on Instagram so you guys can see Brittany. You guys can comment, like, subscribe, throw some questions out there. We'll see what's going on. However you guys want to do this, the wise listeners out there. Good job, Brittany. Take a nice shot. Good stuff.
Too much.
Too much?
I don't know about that. I don't like that shit.
No, definitely enjoy
that'll
it.
I'm not
going
to say what's in my mind because that might not be the right thing to say, but.
No, you can't.
Say whatever the fuck you want.
On the Wise Guys podcast, we tell you about the things that people
don't
want.
I'm not black, so I don't like Hennessy. That's exactly what's going through my mind.
Oh, yeah,
right
that's
now.
Right. You can't say that.
Yeah, probably
that's why
that.
I didn't say that. And then you guys told me to, so I did it. That's your fault.
So you started at work drinking and then you went to a bar?
No, actually, I was at home by myself.
What
I
did
was
you?
Chilling at home.
Oh, you want a beer
chilling
too?
Chilling at home, fucking chilling, and my family came over, and then some bitches texted me and told me to come have drinks, and then I did.
Oh, so you didn't even work, so you just put clothes on, got ready, went and partied.
I really put clothes on, I put a sweatshirt on.
So, how often, what's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
It's probably a tie, I got two faves.
So when you see people and you see girls going out there drinking nowadays, what pisses you off most with these drunk bitches nowadays going to the bars?
What kind of drunk bitches?
You know, how about the ones that have like, you know, so like you go see these girls that have boyfriends or husbands and they're going out, or like even guys that have girlfriends and wives and shit. And you see all this shit happening all the fucking time.
I do see that every day of my life.
And you see that where you work, right?
Oh, fuck. I see it every weekend too.
It's fucking nuts. And it's funny because like, and now, because nobody can just drink and have fun anymore, right?
I drink and have fun.
Right?
You know me, Mark.
She does. High five.
I do.
High five.
I drink and have fun.
That's how you would
tell. Do I cheat on my man? No.
No.
I don't.
A lot of people, I got to say though too, you know,
a lot of people
the,
drink
the
and they
security
have fun,
angle of it.
And they're good.
From 98%
of them.
Don't.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people are fucking whores.
So Eric works at the Pave. That's like the most hippest bar
Didn't
downtown.
Did Jordan apply there?
Yeah, so Jordan's not here right now, so we can talk about that. What happened to Jordan when he applied there?
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So this is the most interesting thing. And we're going to have to edit this a little bit later, but anyways, I don't care. So.
Oh, shit.
I told Jordan about this already, but. Okay, so I went in there. I had my interview with him like a week before Jordan.
You
had
interviewed
his.
Jordan? It was you?
No, I was
him?
His boss then.
Oh,
my boss from the bar interview.
And to preface this too, Jordan was looking for a part-time
job. You're a
bouncer.
What's it called? Bouncer there.
Security.
That's every weekend?
Every weekend, Friday and Saturday.
I've never seen you there. I've only been there like twice. You know?
I just started back in September, so.
One time I was there, Mark was probably there too. And Jessica came to rescue me.
So I had my interview about a week before Jordan had his interview. And I got hired. My interview was literally like 5 questions, 3 or 4 minutes long, boom. Start Friday. I'm like, okay,
well, I would probably
cool.
choose you over Jordan, too.
And then Jordan goes in and he says, okay, well, I went through the whole interview with the guy. And then at the end of the interview, he said the hiring manager wasn't available. And I'm like, Okay.
That means you're not getting hired. And that's what that means.
That's usually the tip.
Right. Like, but I would have just Jordan, heard that in your mouth and be like, all right.
So basically he tried and he was just retarded about his interview.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out. And then he came and asked us, like, did you get a job? No, not really.
Well, then I asked him, I said, I said, which guy interviewed you? And I kind of described him to him. And he goes, yeah, that sounds like him. I'm like, I didn't say anything for weeks. And they're like, the reason why I didn't say anything is because the guy that interviewed him was one of the owners and the same guy that hired me.
Sorry, Jordan. Sorry we had to bring
it
up.
Sorry about it, Jordan. We love you.
So real quick, Brittany, so there, I'm looking on ericrelations.com or Enki, A-N-K-I, relations.
You're looking at what?
.com. So basically what I'm looking at is 50 awkward questions to ask a girl. I'm not going to ask you all of them, but I'm going to ask you a few.
Go for it. I'm not scared. You know me. I am shy. I'll answer it.
Hell yeah.
And my husband knows all the answers, so I'm not shy. All right,
so this one. Have you ever shoplifted?
Yep.
Hell yeah. What'd you steal?
I stole a pair of sunglasses one time.
Oh, you badass.
It was super scary and horrible and weird, and I didn't like it, and I was so scared the whole time, and I was, like, sweating. It wasn't good. That's the story. It wasn't good.
Have you ever shoplifted, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Everybody has.
Clothes. Mostly clothes. How about you?
I got a story about the... I got one pair of sunglasses.
You have a lot of questions. Is it a long story?
I got accused of stealing some fucking cupcakes and pizza one time, but I wasn't stealing them. But I actually stole a pair of sunglasses one time and didn't get accused of it.
Okay, fuck my story. Go on to the next question.
I don't even want to talk about that.
So, did you ever kiss somebody you shouldn't have even thought of kissing?
I mean, what does that mean?
Like, you ever kiss someone, hooked up with someone, and you wake up the next day and you're like, you want to gnaw your arm off? Like, fuck!
10 times.
Or maybe.
I love that. That's how honest
At least
it is.
10 times.
So, I can't ask that one.
Why?
What is it?
I can't do it.
No, ask it.
No, what would you consider the most embarrassing experience you've ever had? That's tough, right? There's a lot of things that kind of go over there.
There's got to be some significant ones. Like, I'm sure you have the most embarrassing items in your life.
I don't know.
That's too tough. There's too many. So number two is that's 30 sex-related awkward questions to ask a girl.
Okay.
Have you dated a fellow girl before? Have you ever, like, you
I've
know,
I've never dated a girl. No.
Never batted for the home team? No, okay.
No, I've never dated a girl.
Never? What's your best kind of underpants?
What is... Like your underwear?
Best, your favorite.
I like booty shorts.
Booties! Booty!
Booty shorts are good.
Yeah, that's I think most people like that.
I need a little booty bell. Ding, 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 ding. Like, that's the correct answer.
That's my favorite. They're the most comfortable.
I like booty shorts.
Right?
I wear them more on the house.
Ryan
all the
likes
time.
Booty shorts. He likes booty. When my butt looks in them. And I like them. They're comfortable. What am I going to do?
Yeah, perfect.
That's what I go for.
So when Ryan sees you, Ryan, that's my homie, by the way. Shout out to Ryan Jacobs. But
shout out to Ryan.
It's my man. So when you're wearing the booty shorts, what's your favorite sex positions?
I like being on top.
On top.
Like being on top.
She likes being in control.
That's me. I'm fucking in control. You guys all know me, so.
She's the leader.
Y'all know me. I'm the leader of the pack, so I lead the pack that way, too. So.
That's what I do. Have you ever gone to a club or to a bar just for sex, just to find it?
No.
Never?
I was too young at that point, I think. And
I think that's the whole reason why guys go to the bar.
I found my man by that point, I think. I don't know.
This one's weird. Can you, again, I'm on EnkiRelations.com, so it's E-N-K-I-Relations.com. Can, if you were dared to masturbate in a public place back in the day, would you have done it?
Probably.
Eric?
Probably.
Eric?
I would have.
I probably would not have.
I would have.
So, and then this one, obviously, have you ever
used... a lot of it depends on who was asking, too.
Right.
Yeah. Mostly that, but I'm pretty sure I probably would have done it. I was a whore.
Have you ever used sex toys? Duh.
Duh.
Duh. Everybody Duh. Does, even Why dudes.
Fuck,
Duh.
I've used them.
Duh.
I'm using one right now.
Duh.
Right?
I bought my husband a pocket pussy one time, so
Those things
we
fucking
did that.
Money.
We all do that.
I want to hear about that. You bought Ryan a pocket pussy?
We were all fucking wasted one time. It was way before we were ever married.
That's what he always buys.
It was like we were dating.
We'd
only been dating for a short amount of time. We got all fucking wasted. We're all like, oh, we're going to go to the fucking sex shop at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then we all did. And then we all went and bought each other sex toys, and I bought him a fucking pocket pussy.
Did he use it?
I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah, he did. He bought me a dildo that him and his friend broke while they were moving my house.
What? How do you break a dildo?
He bought me an awesome dildo. They were really fucking around with it. It was an awesome dildo, not going to lie. It was fucking beautiful and it vibrated in the best
places. Was it the white rabbit
places.
Or whatever the fuck that thing
it was
called?
A rabbit. It was like $100 dildo.
Jesus.
He bought it for me and it was wonderful. Not going to lie. It knew exactly where to go when it should go.
That,
but it was too fast. That shit was too fast.
You know what really happened? You know what really happened?
You want to enjoy that for a little bit? That did not let you enjoy it for more.
Do you know
than
what? Do you know what really happened though? He got intimidated by it. Probably broke it. Because like, I'm sorry, our dicks can't do that.
That could
be. Our penis can't vibrate.
No, never. It would never be able to do that. No, that's what I said already. I'm like,
I could put a battery in that motherfucker, but I don't think it'd do nothing.
No, it would never do that ever. Probably hurt like a bitch. Ever. But
number 9 on EnkiRelations.com. Again, ENKIRelations.com. Check out the website if you guys haven't checked it out. Which do you prefer, an aggressive or passive sex partner? Aggressive, fucking nerd, or just like a
aggressive?
Do you like this?
Aggressive. Like rough,
I want you
shit.
To fucking
smack the
do it to me how you want me.
You like to get donkey punched?
I want you to fucking be like, oh, do you like this, baby? Like,
are you
okay?
This
fucking good? Throw me down and show me how you want it.
Are
now.
You enjoying this?
Like that?
This nice.
Yeah.
Should I turn on some Kenny G?
When Ryan's like, "Is this okay?" I'm like, fuck off, bitch. Let's go.
How about this, though? What time of day do you enjoy sex most? Morning, afternoon, or night?
Night.
Nighttime?
I'm best in the morning.
I don't like sex in the morning. Ryan likes sex in the morning, but I don't. I like it at night.
You know why guys like it in the morning, right?
Wood.
Because they have the hardest wood in the morning. Yeah. I don't believe me. I, like, rolled over in my sleep the other night. I was, like, grabbing Ryan, and I guess I'm, like, grabbing his fucking dick and his heart is shit in his sleep. I'm like, what are you doing? Just getting all hard and shit in the middle of the night? I'm like,
it just happens.
Off. Yeah, he's like, oh, I didn't even know. I didn't even realize that. I'm like, if I just sucked your dick in the middle of the night, you wouldn't even have noticed. He's like, well, did you?
He might have
noticed
that.
Well, did you? I'm like, no, I didn't. He's like, so, well, see, I didn't know.
That's weird if you have a question.
Yeah.
Did you?
Exactly.
Did
you? He asked you. I'm like, you no,
ask,
I didn't.
Then
I
wasn't...
fucking rolled over and fucking made you cuddle me. That's what I did. He's like, oh, all right.
Oh, that's the worst.
With a rod sticking in your
way. Yeah, that's the worst.
But it was super hard and weird. It was way too hard and weird for the middle of the night. Like, why is your dick that hard and like at like 3 o'clock in the morning on a random Tuesday?
That's my
why
bang zone right
hard?
There is 3 o'clock in the
why
morning.
Why is it that hard?
How long have you been with your husband?
We've been friends for 12 years, but we've been together for 11.
How many years have you been married?
It'll be 5 in March.
5. And the whole time you've been married, have you ever considered phone sex?
We never had to.
You've never been away from each other?
When we were younger, we used to like mess around with that type of thing.
What do you mean, like send nudes?
Like when we were in high school and I don't know. Besides that, I'm just like, bitch, come fuck me. And he would come fuck me.
So back then and now, number 23 on this question is, would you ever have sex in your place of work?
Fuck yeah, I would. All day, every day.
Aw,
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, I would. No, I...
Back there in the kitchen making a fucking salad.
Probably in the bathroom or the basement would be my first choice.
Yeah, cucumber.
Like, that's where I would go.
All right, so Ryan, if you're listening, then you know the nights that she works and she closes. That's
where
that's
I gave him half a blowjob in the basement once.
Half
so.
A blowjob?
Oh, we got a half a blowjay?
You got half a blowjay.
I don't remember it, but he said he had half a blowjay in the bathroom once.
And
in
he had
the bathroom in the basement once.
Biggest blue balls
ever. Oh, so
ever.
It obviously wasn't you.
It was me. I don't remember it, but he told me about it.
He's like,
one
you did that.
One too many shots of Fireball for Brittany.
Fireball. What's the most romantic location you've always dreamt of having sex with your husband?
On a beach.
On a beach, boy?
On a beach.
Florida.
So, on a beach with, like, a beautiful blanket laid down.
Yeah, but
and
the
some
sand's gonna
fucking
get all up in your sand.
Yeah, that's
ass
why
crack.
You have a beautiful large blanket laid down.
Yeah, but what if the wind's blowing and then the sand gets
no,
up in your
No, then you don't do it there. Then you do it on a nice, beautiful evening.
You've heard the term.
You're gonna get crabs.
You've heard the term having
the
sand
beach.
In your vagina, right?
Yeah, believe me, I've had sand in my vag before. I grew up in New England. Believe me, I had it there.
That's right. She's from Boston, everybody. She's from Boston.
I'm from Newport.
Newport.
Newport,
fucking,
Rhode Island.
Pack your fucking car and have it yet.
Yeah.
Fucking park the car in the garage, okay?
Fucking.
I met Brittany's mom the first time I ever met Brittany's mom. She was smoking some Newports. And,
Newports.
You got a fucking
Newport
100s.
So the next time I seen her, I bought her a couple packs of that Newports. She
cried.
She loved it. She
cried.
She cried.
Oh, shit. He got me Newports.
This motherfucker got me some Newports.
Shit. Where's Mark? He got me some Newports.
Give me the keys to the Cadillac car.
I need the keys to the car. Where's the garage?
The car. So last episode we talked about this, but we went on websites and we didn't really get like a for sure answer. But right here, number 4 on EnkiRelations.com, I came to referencing the site so you don't sue us. Does size matter to you that much?
Perfect.
Nope.
Nah. Mm-mm. Because isn't it true? Like if it was fucking
too big,
that would hurt.
I mean, I've had two really tiny penises my whole life.
So you would rather, when it comes to that, you'd rather not have like a little penis, right?
I mean, I want a penis the size of my pinky because I had one that.
That's weird.
I had one
that time and it wasn't good.
Weird. Yeah, that's
See,
weird.
See, I'm not gonna know the whole story because
no, I don't.
Listen,
I don't even want.
They'll
the,
actually
I don't,
know it was them.
I don't want to know the whole story. But what I'm asking is though, it's like so. Everybody says size doesn't matter, but
it
like,
does.
Okay, but here at the same time though. Oh yeah, like a pinky penis. That's
like,
just weird.
Like is that gonna
but
fucking get you off?
No.
Is that right there gonna get you off? Because
it didn't get me off. Regardless.
So,
of size.
But, did not get me
okay,
off.
Okay, but then when it's huge at the same time, isn't that kind of miserable?
Yeah, I did that before too.
Yeah, that's miserable, right? Isn't that miserable? Like fuck that! Like that would hurt. Like
Okay, so
you don't have to get specific.
I took this guy's
nothing.
Virginity once, and his was like that.
Like gibungus.
Giant. I took his big virginity, and his penis was giant.
And it just was like one of those things where
it wasn't
good for you at all.
I don't know. I mean, I just kind of. I tried.
Right.
But it didn't do much for me. I mean, it did a lot for him.
Oh yeah, first.
But
time.
It was really hard. I don't know.
Slap
it
around,
hard.
Make balloon animals.
But then we did
like
27
that.
Times after that. I got used to it after a while.
So
I don't know. I got used to it after a while.
Oh, so it kept happening. Okay, I got it.
I mean, it was just like this.
So
also,
oh,
hung
so,
out.
So
sometimes.
You get. So it's one of those things where it's not really enjoyable, but you get used to it, and then it can be enjoyable after you like
Mark,
make
you'll
your.
Mark,
you'll
probably fit. Get a kick out of this. So I took his virginity on a hay bale in my barn.
That's awesome.
Ding dong ding 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 dong.
Yep.
Ding.
Was there a little
You'll
motherfucker playing a banjo?
No, nope. It was just on a hay bale in my barn.
You had a barn?
Fuck yeah, I grew up in the country.
Oh my god. So
I grew up like 10 miles from here in the middle of the country.
It's funny because most of our listeners are like from California, Arizona areas. So just to kind of break it down for you
on
guys.
On a hay bale in my barn.
A lot of fucking corn around here.
I took his virginity.
Eric, you're right up to the mic. It's like, no, but honestly, like when you break it down for people that listen to our show, like the hay bales out here, there's cornfields, there's fucking tons of shit out here that you guys aren't used to. You guys are used to malls and strip malls and blah, blah, blah. No,
like your
here.
Moms are like, is my child alive in that mall? I think in my head, is my child alive in that fucking cornfield over there? I don't know. She's probably dead.
Right. And it's just,
exactly.
I can let my kid walk into Walmart by himself and be pretty confident that his motherfucking ass is coming back out.
Yeah, you don't worry about shit out here. But I mean, that's a whole other story. So now, number 8 says, do you think you can ever have sex in the bath or shower? I want to reword that.
Well, yeah.
What would you rather have sex in, a bath or a shower?
Shower.
Why?
Because a shower, I just feel like, I mean, a bath, it's like so much water just like splashing around. I'd rather just get fucking slammed against the wall. Right? I don't know. That's just
I kind of agree with that.
Would you?
I'd rather just get slammed on the wall.
Would you ever consider having sex in a movie theater?
Fuck yeah.
That's kind of different.
Oh yeah, I would.
So like you
kind of on my bucket list actually. It's
so,
one thing I
want
to do.
Do you want the movie theater to be semi full or just empty?
I don't care. Doesn't matter. Maybe top. Plum full, little kids next to me. It's just on my bucket list. I kind of want to
do that. Just sit on his lap. I'm not
doing
nothing.
That's one thing I want to do. That's one thing I kind of want to do.
You want to fuck in a movie theater?
Yep.
All right.
That's on my bucket list.
Well, there you
Everybody's
go.
Got dreams.
Exactly.
Life goals, people. Exactly. Life goals.
Life goals, fucking a movie theater right here.
Is there any other bucket list places like that? Because, I mean, I can think, so when they were talking about the workplace, that was kind of one of them right there.
Well, I always want to have sex where I work, so that's...
Where do you want to have sex, Mark?
In my bed. In my bedroom.
Really? That's lame as fuck. Everywhere. You have somewhere else that you want to have sex.
I think like in cool hotel rooms and shit. That's
fuck
why
that.
I like
it. No, that don't matter.
Stuff.
It's a hotel.
With like big windows.
Somewhere
though.
Different.
With big windows.
No,
that where I can
that don't
bend
matter.
Her over.
It's still a hotel.
Bend her
no,
over with the windows
different.
Like looking outside where everybody
it's
can look
be
in.
It's somewhere besides a hotel. Somewhere else.
Cars. I like cars.
Well, duh.
Cars are good.
Okay, like a building or a place.
Yeah. Well,
I want to have sex in Abraham Lincoln's bedroom.
Fuck
the
yeah!
the,
exactly.
The
honest day, man. That's got to be motherfucking sheets. Sheets are clean. That.
Oh, man. Oh, this is a good one. So I'll start first. How old were you when you lost your virginity? I was 14.
17.
16.
Thanks. I'm the youngest, huh? And it's probably because when it was like the day and
well,
the age.
Because
and the
you
shit.
Lost yours in fucking preschool.
17.
Nah, bro. I was
pretty old, and everybody always thinks I'm this big whore, but I wasn't. I was 17.
Right, so that at least revokes half the whore card, right?
Because
it's like,
you.
It's like, hey,
like
yeah, she ain't no whore. It's like all these bitches were having sex 15, 16 years old.
Way before me.
Yeah, at least you waited until you knew what your vagina was and shit.
Exactly.
All these girls are having sex so young now, it scares shit out of me.
Exactly. I don't want to talk about my child because it scares me.
Okay, so me, like, I have a daughter. Brittany has a daughter. You have a son, which is good for you. You only have to worry about one dick. We have to worry about
all
dicks. All
the dicks, every dick everywhere
and it's insane to me because these, like,
I got two daughters, so I gotta worry about twice the dicks everywhere.
And my daughter's fucking gonna be 10 years old, and I look at her, I'm like,
yep.
4 years from then, I was already having sex a lot. So it's like, that fucks with my head. I'm like, she's not ready, nor do I want to think about that. I mean, kids are getting younger and younger and younger when they're doing it.
Let's not talk about that.
It's fucking crazy.
You're stressing me out right
now. Right, because you have to fucking worry about all that shit.
I'm itching my head right now. Let's not.
Especially with all that, like, because there's only one thing to do out here in the Midwest, guys. So all you guys who are listening.
That's all you do.
Yeah, drinking, going to a movie, going to get something to eat, and fucking. That's all we do out here.
You don't go to eat and you don't go to a movie. You have sex and you get drunk. I grew up here.
In the winter.
That's what I did.
That's pretty much. That's all there is to do. Parties, drinking, and banging.
So, you know what I did?
Wintertime activities.
I got drunk, and I got really drunk, and then I got fucked. That's what I did.
Right. And, you know, that's kind of what it comes down to with all these parties. And because it's all, there's sexual tension because everybody's so bored.
Sexual tension.
But I was still 17. I was like the oldest
She's only 17.
It's one of the warmest things to do in the cold 17.
My Would husband have... lost his before me.
Would you ever have sex in a church?
What?
I mean, I don't want to talk
church.
About
no.
No, you guys?
No fucking church sex.
It.
Why not?
I mean,
have
I
no
did
fucking
other...
church sex. You don't have sex in fucking
I did
church.
A lot of other stuff in a church. I mean, I never had sex in a church. I did some other stuff in a church once.
Were you like an altar boy
there was
in a Catholic
no
church?
There was like no insertion, but there was other stuff in the church, okay? So I don't know how to answer
Yes.
That. A little slap and tickle.
Oh,
yeah, something like that. Once,
there was a reason why we turned on the there's a reason why we turned on the recorders, folks. I knew it was gonna be good.
This is the body of Christ.
Yeah. Gonna have little Reese's Pieces with the Lord, and you're going to have my fingers inserted.
Is it
in
supposed to be so sausage-like?
Shut up.
Sausage.
The body of Christ.
The body.
It was actually like Truth or Dare shit. It was like so dumb.
What? Oh my God. Truth
was
or Dare.
Was it like an overnighter thing, or what
truth
the fuck was
shit.
It?
Oh
it
my
like
God. Truth or Dare. Dare.
Dare.
I'm gonna put your money. I dare you to let me put my fingers inside
pretty
you.
Pretty much.
What? Oh my God.
Much.
I dare
Holy
you.
Shit.
That's what they do at church sleepover parties. So.
And that's fucked up. The church sleepovers and shit. That's when girls and guys get excited. Like, I get to go sleep with a chick
that's
and it's at a church.
There's going
to
be vaginas
the
in the same room as me. And it's not going to be
my
mom.
Boob did it was at a church sleepover.
Right?
Touched my boob. He grabbed it.
There's going to be vaginas there and they're going to be other than my mom.
There sure was. And he grabbed my boobies. That's what happened the first ever church sleepover.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you were with number 28, inkyrelations.com, have you ever called your mate, so your dude, someone else's name during sex?
Never, ever.
Have you ever said a woman's name? Has it ever gotten close? Because I have. Mm-hmm. I've gotten not during sex, but like in regular life.
Never.
Like I'll get mad and I'll say like
I get mad name. And I'll think things.
That name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you think about it and it almost
I've
comes
never,
out.
I've never like, oh God, Ryan, yeah, you're fucking me so good. And then I'm like, right. Oh God, Jesus. Like, I don't know.
Oh Jesus, I've never, you're so
yeah. mad at me. No, I've never done that.
So number 20, E-N-K-I, relations. Oh, can shit. You go for anal sex?
Mark.
Anal sex.
Mark?
Anal.
You asked me that for a reason, didn't you?
Anal no. sex.
Number 20 on inkyrelations.com. Can you go for anal sex? We'll put it on the big screen
sure
for everybody
can.
There.
We sure can.
So number 20 right
we
there.
We sure can. We can do that.
Can you go
What's
for
my
anal
nickname,
sex?
Mark?
She said it.
What's my nickname,
she
Mark?
She said it.
What's
so
my nickname?
Her husband like gave me some inside knowledge about what their relationship was like in the beginning.
Yeah.
Her nickname used to be, wait, you ready for it? Dun, dun, dun. Anal Angel. Anal Angel.
I was going to think that. Of something like Salad
yeah,
Shooter.
Anal
or something
Angel.
Like that.
Nope. Anal Angel is what he used to call me all the time.
Anal Angel. So that's not what's funny about that. It. You know what's fucked up, though?
What?
No more anal for him anymore.
You know, I was going to do it the other business. Day. I was going to do it the other day, but then he passed out. So.
No more rusty.
That
that's
was his
the bullshit.
Problem.
I got to stand up for Ryan, though, because every
you
time.
You stand up for him one.
Ryan's
you should
always,
come in our bedroom
he's
one night.
Always about to get something, but then
just
he passes out.
You should come to our bedroom one night. You should just sit in the corner in our bedroom one night and act like you're not there.
What makes you think he doesn't
happens.
Do that already?
Well, you know. That he shouldn't be talking the shit he is right now because he could see it.
So I wonder why they're...
There's a really good story I want to...
Is there a beer? Can I have a beer? I'm
there,
thirsty.
No, there ain't none here. There's really a story, though, that I want to kind of... There's no beers down here. They're
is
all upstairs.
I can't have liquor. Well, I need
hold on, guys. So we can go ahead and pause the show really quick while we go in and get a beer. One, two, three, pause.
All right, I
do
don't
you,
think
do you
so.
Spill stuff? I don't
all
know.
Right.
Do
no,
you
I
spill
don't.
Stuff? You don't spill anything.
I don't. And if I did, I'd fucking put my boob on it and clean it up. That's what I would do.
You have like special absorption powers in your boob?
Yeah,
it's
I
like
do.
Brawny. It's the brawny bra.
It is.
The brawny
you don't
boobs.
No, that's what happens.
So just so you guys know, we obviously got some beers and we got some drinks and stuff. Where's the bottle of booze at?
Right here.
Oh, Brittany
right.
took it. Did
sure
you take
here.
A shot?
Did
you
take
that
a
shit?
Shot yet.
Or just a little sip. I mean, you guys
drink
take a bit
that
of
shit.
Shot. It just kind of helps lubricate the situation.
Lubricate
it's
the situation.
A, you know, just like Azadi says, lubricate the situation on this lithuation.
If it was crown yeah. apple, it tastes way better.
So, there's a. So, we went through the inkyrelations.com, E-N-K-I, relations.com. And we have a bunch of other things going on.
I don't know
and
if you need to say it every time.
I mean, there's a couple
hey,
things.
Whatever,
just,
bro.
But, you
hey,
know, it's only three times. You're right. Because maybe they'll sponsor us. You know, I feel like we should invoice them because maybe we should get some money for this considering yeah. people are going to fucking visit your site now. But anyways, we have Brittany on the show. You guys have listened to everything that's gone on from her and her stories and her life and everything. Now, there's the funniest. I think what really brought us really close was this story. Now,
probably, that's probably what we bonded over.
Yeah, the most.
The first time we actually hung out was probably this story, and you're like,
does it start
oh my
with
God.
Inner world?
And it was me and Brian. Brian Sterling's going to be on the next episode. That one's sponsored
and
by.
Brian was like,
can't
oh my God,
it.
How is this man still with you? I would have punched that bitch in the face, and I would have killed her and never talked to her again.
And you know what? There's no way in hell I wouldn't have fucking just unloaded on you either. But what were you saying? You said you were just playing with him. You're trying to be nuts. What were you doing?
No.
You're just playing with
it
him.
It was
like you're
just him being dumb.
Right, but you were like, you wanted to mess around a little bit. You were just fucking around,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I was just fucking around.
Just
and
fucking
shit
around.
Got bad quick.
She got bad real quick. And
real
here,
quick.
Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you are weak to the stomach.
Have you
if
ever
you,
heard this story, Eric?
I have not.
If you're weak to the stomach, if you can't handle hardcore stories, turn it off right now. Go watch a fucking bullshit slime video or whatever you guys watch on YouTube or whatever you guys listen to for podcasts because if you're don't, weak in the stomach, especially as a male, especially as a male, if you're weak in the stomach.
Especially a man with a penis.
But I do have to say, if you do listen to this story, if you can handle it, you're going to laugh harder than you've ever laughed in your entire life.
And you're going to love your woman extra hard.
Yeah, because.
Love her strong.
I cannot extra believe. Hard. I can't believe
you're
that.
Love her extra hard.
I can't believe that Brittany's not walking around like this right now. Like my name is
like
Brittany. Hello.
You can't believe I'm not on the ground dead. Like, that's what.
Yeah. 100%. Because the thing that she did, it was so. She swears it's a
accident.
It was an accident.
She's kind of a crazy bitch.
I am a crazy bitch. I'm really kind of deny it.
Exactly.
But I would never do anything that crazy on purpose.
Okay. I'm kind of anxious to hear this fucking story.
I do a lot of
crazy
shit, but I wouldn't do that on purpose. Like, that's just mean.
You ready for it?
That's just
I think
mean.
I'm ready for
you
it.
You ready for it?
You sure?
So there was this thing. So I'm going to let her tell the story, but here's the thing, guys. Again,
I need to take a drink of this beer quick.
Yeah, everybody. If you have a beer at home, our listeners right now, the wise, please take a drink of beer. And while she's drinking her beer, why don't you visit our social, visit our socials at Instagram at Wise Guys. Visit us at youtube.com/wiseguyspodcast. Look us up on every single podcast.
Subscribe.
Yeah, there you go.
Like us.
So you can look at us.
We're likable motherfucking people. Come on, bitches.
Apple iTunes. We're on Google Playlists. We're on Podbean.
You're on
everything.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Now, really quick.
It'd be easy for us to tell you which ones we're not on.
Which is nothing.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. So, like I said, this is kind of a fucked up story. And for males, be ready to laugh or throw up. What happened, Brittany? What the fuck were you fucking doing, by the way? Like, I kind of get angered.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. So this one day, I was just like fucking taking a shower, getting ready for my day, you know? You just get ready for your day. You take a shower, you go, you do your life. Every single day of my life, I get ready, and my husband thinks he needs to take a shit while I'm getting ready.
Okay, pause. So, when she, you know, like, girls, you're out there, you're taking a shower, your shit shower, blah, blah, mm-hmm. Then you go and you get out. So, Ryan, and shout out to Ryan, I love you, bro, but at the same time, it is kind of fucked up that you go take a shit
always.
Every time, right?
Always.
It's like he couldn't do it later.
He always takes a shit.
He does not deserve this punishment, by the way. He doesn't deserve what happened, but it is kind of weird.
It's
weird
that
he's that is kind of gross.
Always, I wouldn't do that with Jess
every
either.
Every time I'm getting ready, he always has to take a shit.
Yeah, you're all
so
clean and everything, and you got to come and out and smell
but,
fucking
but she
shit.
Had more bathrooms now. At the time, you only had one bathroom, right?
No, we still have one bathroom.
So, but at the time, you had one bathroom too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you never waited?
Never.
Okay. All right, continue.
So you just go to poop while I'm fucking
yeah, he goes
out
wants
of the
take
shower.
A shit. Right, okay. So he goes and takes
so,
his
yeah,
shit.
He still does that. Now to this day.
Really?
We've been married for almost 5 years now. He
so,
still goes and poops.
After what happened, I'd be skittish as fuck to go in there when you're there.
Nah, I think God. I learned my lesson, and I think he knows I learned
okay,
my
so
lesson.
Okay, so the listeners want to know.
I,
you, oh, so
I got
you,
scared.
You shower, you get out, now he's taking a shit. Okay, go ahead.
It's like right when he knows I'm going to get out, he's like, oh, I have to poop. So he... It's like when I get out, he walks in there. It's like clockwork. I don't know what he does with his life, but that
plans his
what
day
happens.
Around.
Yeah.
Okay, she's getting out of the
much.
Shower. It's
I gotta take
it's
a
shit dirty.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Pretty much, that's what he does. So, load anyways, he did that for so long, and you know, I'm a girl.
Was he out there eating fucking bean burritos for breakfast?
Like, no, he doesn't like beans. He don't like beans. I like beans, so not gonna lie. Anyway.
Good side note.
Anyway.
Let her finish.
So,
she's, come on, we got Drunk Girl Thursdays.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so we do this shit. He thinks he needs to take a shit while I'm fucking getting out of the shower, and that's annoying.
Yeah.
It's about the 17 millionth time he's done that, and that's annoying. And normally I wait. I'm just like, oh, my God, are you done yet? Like, let's go. I have to get in the bathroom. I have shit to do.
And I'm sorry, just kind of a side note,
nope.
too. When somebody does that shit to you, it fucking, you feel like you got that stink on you for the rest of the day.
I promise that's the last interruption.
Man, fuck
and
you
then, no, and then nothing, no, no,
watch,
nothing.
It's gonna happen again.
And then nothing. He's just fucking, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Regardless of what the fuck he's doing, I am standing there. Getting ready, I blow my hair dry.
Mm-hmm.
I get ready,
in lime
and then
green
he's standing there all
cloud.
Fucking naked and shit, being all dumb, standing there,
being
butt
all
ass
dumb.
Naked,
being all dumb,
butt ass naked, dick hanging out.
Your dick was
I'm
hanging
trying
out?
His
fresh
dick.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
His
after
dick,
a fresh shit,
his dick was hanging out, and I am just trying to get ready for the night.
So his dick was like sitting outside of the toilet seat.
Nah, his dick was just standing there because he was just standing there.
Oh, so he shit then stood up.
Yeah, he was hanging out.
He shit. Okay. Just dick. And then he just stood there.
And he wasn't going to leave just because you were naked.
And he's trying to be all sexy. And he's hot and shit. And I'm like, you just took a shit that's not hot.
Yeah.
It's not hot. I'm sorry, babe. I love you. You're so hot. I love your dick.
But then he keeps attacking you like
you
want
just
to
took
it.
A shit and it's not
yeah,
hot
that's
to
a
me,
showstopper.
Okay?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, you're so hot. I love you. I want to fuck you any other time. But you just took a shit right now and that's not hot. So then I'm just fucking around. This is a bad thing. This is a bad thing.
He's moving furniture like, around up in this motherfucker.
I'm blowing my hair dry. I'm like getting ready. Then my hair's dry. I'm like, okay, it's time to straighten my shit. I gotta. Yeah.
Work
then
your
I'm
shit
like,
out. Get my hair
putting
did.
Shit up, and I'm like getting fixed up, and he's still just standing there with his dick hanging out, being all dumb and shit. And I'm like, no, we don't need to do this. Don't need to be dumb like this. And then I'm like just joking around and I'm going like this at him with my straightener.
Like your voice down in my I'm shit
like
loud.
Fucking around with
your
my
mouth
straightener.
On there. Hold on. Do it again.
I'm
put your
going
mouth
like
on
this
there.
At him with my straightener. I'm just fucking around. But then I actually grab his fucking dick with the straightener.
No!
Oh my god.
I actually grabbed his dick with the straightener.
No!
I was just joking. I'm just like, fuck you, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
No!
I'm like going like this, just fucking around. No. And then I actually grab his dick with the straightener.
Brittany, for the wise listeners now, everybody that heard that.
Grabbed his dick with straightener. There was blisters.
Oh!
It wasn't good.
Is he circumcised?
He is
circumcised.
Circumcised.
Okay. Oh, God. So not only is a boy circumcised, he was standing there with his wiener out. And Brittany
took... His dick was out and I fucking burnt it.
With
like
the hair straightener.
Oh, my God.
It was so bad. I did. I grabbed it like, you know how a girl straightens her hair? That's what I did. I'm like... Bitch, get out of here. I'm just joking
For those
around.
Of you that can't
and
see the
I
podcast, obviously,
dick.
She's
it
making this motion towards
joke.
Me like she's coming after me with a chopstick.
And it's scary.
I was just
like,
joking.
How
oh,
long
I was
did you,
just trying to joke around, and then
did you
it
hold
actually
on
happened.
It? How long did you hold on to it for?
I don't know, at least like
three seconds.
Oh, my God.
Least.
So when you held on
oh
to it,
my God.
Were you scared when you held on to it? Were you shocked? You're like, I'm scared. So you like, so you kept holding.
I almost shit my pants. It was so bad.
So like you held on to it because you were
and
so scared.
Like, oh, God. And then I just like, my hands fell.
And then,
I don't know.
What did he do? What was the noises that came out of his mouth?
And then he didn't
Jesus.
Talk to me for at least 24 hours.
Oh fuck.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, some men would probably beat the shit out of their women, but he just didn't even look at me or talk to me for at least 24
I wouldn't
hours.
Beat the shit out of you, but I'd find something to punch.
Fuck. He did not talk to me for at least 24 hours. All
right, everybody quiet, everybody quiet. So I Googled, how hot does a hair straightener get on Google? Between 300 to 400 degrees.
Mine was 410.
Oh!
I still have that straightener.
And imagine if that bitch was cranked right up.
It was cranked
up. 400's enough, bro. 400?
It was cranked right up. Believe me, it was.
Oh, man.
410 degrees, it was cranked right up. Believe me.
I don't really
want to hear any more about this.
So
it's
you get his dick, you snip
clench.
It down, it goes...
Fuck.
And you're like, oh my God, I have it. And so, like,
you actually hear it.
Was there skin involved?
What did he do with his hands? How did he not just go to slap you?
He was like, fucking. I don't even know.
Was he just like, ah?
He was just like, I snapped his dick and he just like threw his arms up and screamed really loud and then threw him down. And I'm like, oh God!
Oh,
and
no.
Then I ran away.
Did he quickly run over the toilet bowl and just dip his wiener in there?
No, I ran away quick. I ran away really fast.
You ran away after you did it?
Yeah, of course I did.
Why?
I was scared.
Oh, I would be too, I guess.
Fuck.
Exactly. I thought I was going to kill
I wouldn't have let you leave out.
Does he have racing stripes on his
if
dick?
If someone snapped my vagina on a straightener, I would fucking kill them.
Okay, so go back to that day now. As soon as it's over, you do it, it's... hot. Ah! Oh, he's God. Done. Okay, so you run away. What does Ryan do with his dicks next? Does he go run naked to the freezer to grab ice? What does he? What do you?
I actually don't Crisco, know. I just something? Laid in bed for a while. I was scared.
He no. Okay, so
I
you
laid in
it.
Bed for a while. I was scared.
What did he do? Did he come into the bedroom later and go like, "You burnt my
a
fucking
little bit
dick"?
Later, yeah, I did.
What did
so
he say?
So you guys did have a conversation what's, about it later on.
I mean, all he said was, "I was." Kind of fucking a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You were a fucking bitch.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, sorry about that. It wasn't intentional. He's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Get away from me. That's pretty much what he said.
Were you trying to go like hug him and apologize?
No, I just oh. didn't. I just curled in a corner. I'm like, I know. I should die right now. I should die because. If someone fucking grabbed my vagina between a straightener, I'd be like, you need to die now,
you
too.
Think about that. 400
fuck
degrees.
That,
just
no.
Grab a vagina lip. Just
no. Tsh, exactly. That would be the point
I'm
where
shoving
like,
a
you
curling
should die.
Iron up there.
Some dirty bitches like that.
Fuck that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, not heated up, though.
No, I don't know.
Hell no.
Either way,
oh,
I was
Lord.
Just like, I'm going to go to bed. I need to get away from mm-hmm. all of humanity.
That's
going to
be the title of the episode, by the way. Girl Burns... Husband's dick with hair straightener. Oh yeah, that's the title. Clickbait's gonna be easy.
Wait, it's straightening
right
out.
Eric's ever heard that.
Clickbait's be easy. Yeah, that's easy.
Well, it's not necessarily something that happens all the time. Fuck, what happened? Wife burnt me with
to the wise guys listeners.
I have not. I'm not the only person that's ever done that.
To the wise guys listeners, we're gonna be giving away a free $20 gift Visa card to the first comment that says how hot a hair straightener can get, and.
You already said it.
No, I did. I know. All I got to do is rewind. So what I said. So I mean, it's a pretty easy contest this week. Because, I mean, like, I was trying to think about a contest. Who's going to win? Shout out to the contest winners last week. Good for you guys. But.
So you're testing motherfuckers. This ain't a contest. This is, who can tell me how high?
Yeah.
Who's you taking fucking notes? You expect these people to whip out a fucking notepad.
40 minutes into the show. If you guys are listening this long, you guys deserve it.
Right.
Man, I. So.
What are you trying to say?
The next day, later on, how long does it take for him to get over some shit like that?
You know, I think the next morning we woke up and we were cuddling and it was all good.
Oh, but what does his dick look like?
I mean, he had a blister.
Right? Oh, no.
Does it look like a waffle? What
it
the
was
fuck?
Like a, you know, a blister like a you get. Steak? It's
did
like
it fill up with pus?
A big red bubble.
Oh,
yeah, that's what
that
it was.
Shit.
It was a red
fuck
bubble.
Fuck that shit.
So no. did he say it hurt?
Well, yeah.
Did he have to not wear underwear?
We did not have very good sex for a couple weeks.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I mean, for the next couple weeks, sex was not
it
happening.
Was horrible
it wasn't,
for him, right? Like, he just, it just
well,
hurt.
Well, yeah. This is like when we were like 9, 20, like.
Mm-mm. Oh,
jeez. Well, sex wasn't good. There was no sex.
Oh, he's in his fucking prime at those times,
right?
Too. Ugh.
Yeah, there was no good sex at that point. Nursing because it was just this bubble. And I burnt it. I burnt his dick, and there was a bubble.
Does he have
I
a little scar
dick.
Still?
You know, I think he does.
Yeah, it's
got to
be.
He's actually said there is a scar.
Like
but
a little
I don't
mark
look
somewhere.
At it because I don't, I'm in denial still.
How do you explain that, motherfucker?
I didn't do that.
I'm still in denial.
I didn't do that.
You go to the doctor for a physical, and he's like, how the fuck did this happen?
You dated before me, did that. I never did that. That's pretty much
I would never burn your dick with a hair straightener. Never.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to the doctor to get like a physical or something, and he looks at you, how the fuck did this happen? Well, doc.
Yeah, that's.
How much time do you get?
Yeah, that's.
Are you sitting down, doc?
Right now.
You want him to see?
Yeah,
I'll tell you a fucking story.
I'm in denial still that I ever did that. So he does. I think he's got a little hard mark right there. You know, I felt it a couple times. You know, it's hard and different than the rest of the dick. So
wasn't me. Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Didn't
yeah, that's kind of my song. That's what I said. Wasn't me.
Yeah, dude. That's funny. And so when I heard this story for the first time, like I had so much more respect for Ryan because like I was
Mark's like okay, I'm Mark. He's like, Ryan is my new best friend forever. I love Ryan. I'm
yeah,
like,
that's what we
I'm
really
like,
became.
Fucking Ryan's a bitch.
We became real, like, we are very close. He was a groomsman at my wedding. I love the guy to death.
He's
I love
a
more
sexy
anything.
Motherfucker.
And,
that's what he is.
After hearing that story, though, like, I think it was about 2-3 years ago, right? When I heard that
like
story
three,
for the first
yeah.
time. Yeah, a long time. And me and Brian heard that. We just
yeah.
We
you and Brian heard at the same time.
Yeah.
You both were like, "How the fuck is he still with you?
No.
Why didn't he fucking dump your ass?
No. Brian's
like, I would have kicked your face in a fucking gutter.
That's what we said. We never said, why are you still together? We said, how the fuck did you not kick her ass?
Yeah.
It's not that I want to.
Brian's like, how are you not dead in a gutter somewhere? Because I would have kicked your face into a fucking drain.
We don't condone hitting women, doing anything like that here. I have a daughter. Never want to see that. But here's the thing. If someone burnt my dick with a hair straightener, I would.
At 410 degrees.
I would, like, my first instinct would just be.
My straightener straightener
something.
Goes to 410 degrees, and it was turned all the way up.
I couldn't.
And I was just going like this. Ryan says every time I'm straightening my hair, still to this day, I straighten
PTSD,
my hair.
PTSD.
He hears
PTSD.
He hears the
post-traumatic
clip of it.
Dick
he clears the
syndrome.
Clip of it. He hears the clip of it, and he's still like, oh,
he gets the chills. He's like,
yeah. He's like, oh god.
It's
no,
not. It's not. It's no longer. It's no longer.
I'm not going to the bathroom.
It's not post-traumatic stress. Stress syndrome anymore? It's
post-traumatic
straightener.
Burnt dick
this
syndrome.
This motherfucker has nightmares and straighteners and his fucking
syndrome.
Nightmares and shit.
It's true.
Fuck.
He's still, I'm straightening my hair and all the time he's like, I can't go in there. It's just, I hear that sound. And I'm like, oh my God. That was like 10 years ago. He's like, it doesn't fucking matter.
It's terrible. Burn my dick.
You don't know what it feels like. And I'm like, shut up.
That dip
is
that fucker
so
in.
Fucking awesome. That is.
Mind lotion.
I don't know. So for the wives, I mean, I want to say it's got to be our most liked. If this can be our most liked podcast, we'll get Brittany on more.
And Brittany should come on more.
Brittany,
of them,
yeah.
I have a lot of stories.
Definitely.
We'll fill her up with drinks and bring her on the fucking show.
Do more emo. We'll make it a Thirsty Thursday thing. Well, you know what? Here's
Thirsty
the thing.
Thirsty Thursday. Brittany's got it.
Send
some
emails. Send some more comments. Get it in there because there's a lot more stories where that came from, guys.
Ah, shit, Mark. We're not going to tell all the stories.
Yeah, I know. We can't
tell
them all.
They don't know
all
who Ryan is, so I guess it's fine.
We may have gotten arrested.
Shut up, Mark.
We won't tell
that
you like
that.
That
was one time.
Nope, we ain't talking about that. But here's the thing. That, again, brought us closer as a family. We love each other. We're a very close-knit group. I don't know, man. When so Brittany came into the studio tonight, we're going to do a 15 minutes with Eric and Mark, which we still may do. But I just wanted to go ahead and throw my girl on here tonight because not only is she hilarious.
Because it's way better with 15 minutes of Britney, so we're gonna go with that.
There you go. So not only
I'm way better.
Not only is she hilarious,
they're all like, "Can we get a podcast of Britney every week? Because she's way better."
I'm trying to build her up. She won't let me.
Drunk white chick. Hey, it happens.
She's amazing. She's funny. She's beautiful. She's a great mom. She's a great person.
Don't forget to tell them that I want to be on the show every week, though.
If anybody can understand what Eric just said right there, Eric's next to these new
booms. Do they know
what
you guys look like? Have they ever seen you guys?
So what we're going to do, we have some pictures on Instagram, I think, kind of. Yeah. I think just me and Azadi. So you guys know when we with Robel, too. We interviewed Azadi, who was getting really close to 300,000 followers on Instagram. Go out there, like it, go ahead and follow him. Please follow the guy, he's amazing. He got us our start. If it wasn't for Azadi, we wouldn't be here, we wouldn't keep doing this. Honestly, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't get our first sponsor. So go out there, go to Azadi, get to his YouTube page. He's actually doing a weight loss challenge right now. He started at the beginning of the year and he's going to keep going and going and going. And right now, I think he's at like day 8 or 9. If you guys go and follow him, he's killing it. He got sponsored by Keto Pills. And he's a great guy. You guys know that already. If you guys comment, you guys like, you guys watch his videos, he will respond to you. And that's fucking unheard of when it comes to these guys out here. A lot of these podcasters and a lot of these YouTubers, they act like they give a shit, but they really don't. With Azadi, he does. So we've learned a lot from him and how we want to continue doing our show. We want to thank a lot of the sponsors. Again, go out, follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We are on every podcast platform out there. And if we're not, let us know because we'll get on it. You guys have anything to add?
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
And don't burn people's dicks with straighteners.
Yeah.
Don't
bad.
Burn dicks.
Don't burn dicks at all.
Well, Brittany is way better than all these bitches.
Most definitely. Don't you agree, Eric?
It's Brittany, bitch.
Out of all the bitches we've had on the show,
it's
you're the
Brittany,
best.
It's Brittany,
bitch. All right, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Brittany. Hey, so we're the Wise Guys back as we say the shit that no one else wants to say. Bye. Bye.